This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, May 26, Enabling Prayer. Our reading comes from Acts chapter 4. On their release, Peter and John went back to their own people and reported all that the chief priests and the elders had said to them. When they heard this, they raised their voices together in prayer to God. Sovereign Lord, they said, you made the heavens and the earth, and the sea and everything in them. You spoke by the Holy Spirit through the mouth of your servant, our father David. Why do the nations rage, and the people plot in vain? The kings of the earth rise up, and the rulers band together, against the Lord and against his anointed one. Indeed, Herod and Pontius Pilate met together with the Gentiles and the people of Israel in this city to conspire against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed. They did what your power and will had decided beforehand should happen. Now, Lord, consider their threats and enable your servants to speak your word with great boldness. Stretch out your hand to heal and perform signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. After they prayed, the place where they were meeting was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly. With the threats of the religious rulers lingering over them, Peter and John return to their church family and report what has happened. And in response to these threats, the community of believers prays together to God. I am always struck by what they did not pray. They did not ask God to bring destruction on the religious leaders. They did not ask God to take them out of their time of trouble. Instead, they prayed that God would consider the threats against them and enabled them to speak with boldness. That prayer was specifically answered as the Holy Spirit filled them and the place they were in was shaken. How could the believers come to pray such a prayer? The prayer itself gives us the insight that they looked not just to the moment, but also surveyed the history of God's people. They knew the promises and the prophecies of God. They placed their current situation within the setting of Scripture. For us, that would be like having the Bible's teachings in mind as we sift through the daily news. What's more, at the beginning of their prayer, the believers put all their troubles and threats in perspective under the umbrella of God's sovereignty. They knew that God was still in control. What they prayed was that they would be able to keep being witnesses to the sovereign Lord, who is still at work in the world he so loved. Pray with me. Dear God, in a world full of turbulence and trouble, give us hope and trust that you are still at work. May we join you in that work with boldness and joy. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.